城墙已经全部完工。
Now of the triple six, that a wall has been completed.
那完工之后
，And after that,
第七章啊，就是啊，记载这个城墙的工作全部完成之后
，After the completion of the wall.
那接下来的这个几项啊，重要的工作。
And all of these following things are quite important.
因为外部的这个城墙。硬体的工作已经完成。
Because the hardware of the wall has been completed.
现在开始就是要做内部的这种安排。
Now we are going to have the arrangement of the inside.
我们一向教会里面呢，也是分了这两部分的工作。
Just like the work in the church has been divided into these two categories.
我们重视外体的工作啊，也要重视内在的这个。工作
which we emphasize external work should also emphasize internal work.
所以从第七章开始，这个是内部的工作。
So from chapter 7, there's something about internal.
那内部的工作，第七章啊，这里记载的是三项重要的工作。
There are three major works.
在现在我们看第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
尼希米记第七章
Nehemiah chapter 7。
那这个第七章第一节这里提到
Verse 1
说城墙修完了我安了门闪
After the wall has been rebuilt and I have set the doors in place
就是安了门闪之后才算真正的完工
After they set the doors in place then make a conclusion of the work
所以在第六章那里说已经修完了城墙可是呢还没有安门闪
Chapter 6 talks about they have finished the wall but they have not set the door and the gates
所以那个地方特别注明啊说 我还没有安门闪
He said I have not set the doors and the gates
那么在这种情况之下尼希米所受到的那种攻击是那么厉害
At that kind of situation Nehemiah received lots of attack
这件事情就在属灵上给我们很重要的教训。
This gives us a very important spiritual teaching.
心门没有关呢、啊，这个是很危险的事情。
If we do not close our door in our heart, it's very dangerous.
所以我们在属灵上心门一定要关。
So we must close our door of our heart.
好，那么这个心门呢、啊，门伞安上去，我们才能做是开是关，什么时候开，什么时候关，我们才有办法管理。
As soon as we put the door in place, so that we can decide what time to let the door open or close.
所以今天呢，这个门伞一定要安。
So today we have to set the doors in the gates.
门伞的作用啊，就是要做很好的管理这个保守。
The purpose of the door is for protection.
所以在道属灵的这个真道上面呢、啊。这项功夫啊是非常重要的。
Because that is very important in spiritual work.
因为我们的仇敌魔鬼，他时刻都找机会要进来，要来破坏我们内里面的这些工程。
Because our enemy Satan, he wants to destroy the work that we have been doing.
所以绝对不能忘安门闪。
So we cannot forget.
那安门闪这个工作啊，在圣经里头啊。一再的很保罗啊主耶稣啦、啊、保罗啦、啊、彼得啊他们都很重视这项工作
Not only Jesus but also Peter and Paul emphasize this work very much
甚至主耶稣对门徒说啊撒旦想要得着你们
Jesus said to the disciples Satan wants to have you
所以这个门要安啊这个门啊要安上
So you have to put the door in the gate
他说你们总要警醒祷告免得入了迷惑
Will be watchful and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
那这个警醒祷告就是这个有门在，可以保守，会防守，不会让仇敌进来。
Watchful and pray means that we guard our heart, don't let the Satan come in.
警醒祷告就是一扇门，一扇门。
Be alert and pray, just like a door.
要保守我们不受撒旦进来迷惑我们的心。
To keep Satan from coming into our hearts to confuse us.
所以彼得啊，他也勉励我们总要警醒谨守啊，因为我们仇敌魔鬼啊，他要得着我们啊。
Peter also encourages us to be watchful and alert at all times.
那保罗呢，他也是这样提醒我们。
Paul make the same remarks.
无论如何， 总要警啊警醒谨守。
No matter what, be watchful and alert.
这个就是我们在属灵的门闸呢，一定要安上。
That is, we have to put the doors in our heart.
那安上了之后，我们就可以啊保守自己。
So that we can guard ourselves.
这个是对付我们的仇敌啊。
There's the way to overcome our enemies.
所以安了门闸，这个很重要。
So it's very important to put the door.
那安上门闸之后呢，就是要有守门的。
After that, they have to send someone to guard the gate.
对个人来讲呢，这个守门呢就是祷告了。
For personally speaking,
就是警醒祷告。
Watchman is prayer.
如果说你没有警醒祷告，
if you do not watch and pray,
你这个门就失去了作用。
Your door is useless.
所以呢，我们要警醒祷告。
That's why we have to watch and pray.
那么对于教会来讲，
for the church,
这个守门的
the watchman,
是替大家警醒的。为了 保护大家的
is the one who protect and guard the congregation.
那这个就是教会啊，重要教会的负责啊。
That refer to the board members of the church.
在当时的这个教会的监督啦、长老啦这一。
At the time, refer to the elders or deacons.
我们看一下希伯来书第十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 13.
希伯来书第十三章的十七节。
Hebrews 13:17.
希伯来书第十三章的十七节
Hebrews 13:17
说你们要依从那一些引导你们的且要顺服因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒好像那将来要交账的人这个是提到在教会里头有为信徒的灵魂时刻警醒的人
So there's in the church that someonewho keep watch over the congregation.
那这些人就是引导的走在前面这些长老执事负责人就是职务人员走在前面在引导信徒的这些人。
Those people refer to the deacons, elders, or church board who's watch ahead of the congregation.
他们像守门的一样为全体警醒。
They're just like a watchman to be watchful for all the congregation.
为了灵魂保守这个灵魂不受侵害不受伤害时刻警醒在那里防守
They keep watch over all the members so that they will not be attacked by Satan
好像将来要交账的人因为主耶稣托付给我们多少只羊他到时候要跟我们算
Because they just like a manager to give account in future to the Lord
好像牧人好牧人在照顾羊群一样时刻警醒
They're just like good shepherd to take care of the sheep
到那这个守门的很重要
So the gatekeeper are very important
教会职务人员很重要。
So in the church, the church board members are so important.
他要照顾全群，要时刻警醒。
They have to be watchful at all time.
看未来尼希米记第七章。
Let's turn back to Nehemiah chapter 7.
门神安上，守门的也安排好了，再过来呢，对大家就可以安心来做这个服侍神的工作了。
Now because the doors has been placed and the gatekeeper has been sent, they can work.
那我们的侍奉。服侍神的工作第一项是什么呢？就是
the first things?
歌唱的。
That is to sing.
唱诗。
That is sing him.
神喜欢呢，我们借着诗歌来颂赞他。
God like to hear our praise.
所以教会的侍奉第一个重视诗歌。
So the service of the church, the most important thing is the first one is the singing him.
所以在我们教会里面呢，要一定我们教会负责要重视这一项。
So church board members should emphasize this point.
从儿童青年者到全体都应该重视这项工作。
From the children class to the congregation that we cannot neglect this.
在侍奉上呢如果没有诗歌的话这种侍奉感觉到很枯燥。
If during our service we do not have the hymn singing, then everything is being so monotonous.
只要有诗歌它就活泼起来。
Sorry, being so boring.
所以在圣殿里头祭司在圣所里面，或者说利未人在圣殿外面献祭，在这个侍奉的工作上面，诗歌一直都是在那里唱陪伴着这个事情。
During the service, the Levites they keep singing hymns to praise God.
这个诗歌呢，本身它不是一个主体的侍奉，可是它是陪伴着所有侍奉工作。
Of course, the hymn singing is not the most important thing, but it is a very important thing to a secondary kind of worship.
变成说侍奉的工作呢 敬拜神的事情呢，是诗歌是必须的。
So we can see that singing hymn is a necessity in worshiping God.
所以为什么说我们每次聚会一定要唱诗？
That's why every time we have service, we need to sing hymn.
这个是不能免的啦。
That's something that we cannot go without it.
重视这项。
We must have it.
好，所以这个歌唱的啊。
So the singers.
以弗所书啊，第五章那里啊，告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 5 tells us.
这个我们一定要重视啊。看到以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5
第十九节
Verse 19
这里说当用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说口唱心和的赞美主
He says speak to each other hymn spiritual song sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord
我们 用尽心尽力尽性、啊、这个意思也就是说用各样的诗章也好颂词也好灵歌也好就是心啊性啊尽心尽意啊尽性啊用我们的心意性这样子来表达
So praise God with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs with all heart, mind and effort
那用口唱唱就唱诗
Sing the hymn
用心来和
And also make music in your heart
这样来赞美主啊得到神的喜悦
So that would be pleasing to God
好那再看到这个哥罗西书啊
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书这里有相同的一个，但是他这里特别提到一点。
Colossians talks about one specific point.
我们看哥罗西书第三章
，Chapter 3,
十六节
Verse 16.
这里又加上一点。
Here, one more point is added.
所以用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰富存在心里。
Say that the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach.
这样会使我们的这个侍奉啊。赞美啊，就更能够达到这个美满。
With all wisdom, so that you sing some hymn and spiritual song, and everything could be made.
然后也是用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此来教导啊。
They teach each other with hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude.
这个诗歌呢，不但是颂赞神呢，还会彼此造就，彼此教导的彼此造就。
They are not praising God only, but also edifying each other.
还在这个诗歌的这种团契，诗歌的这种分享团契当中呢，会彼此得到造就，互相得到劝诫。
And during the fellowship of singing hymn, that everyone is edified.
我们大家用心和，就会被感动，这个诗歌和诗歌里面的这个内容啊，颂词啊，感动大家呢，就发出这种。赞美神
and everyone could be admonished and very greatly encouraged
所以呢我们重视这一项这个诗歌不但是只有唱诗其实呢诗歌带有彼此之间的这种造就彼此之间的这种勉励激励的这种功
能 remember that singing of hymn is very good for encouraging and edifying each other
所以在团契里头呢我们也重视这项诗歌的彼此分享
so during the fellowship we emphasize singing hymn
有时候这种分享会得到很美好的果效
sometimes this have very good effect
所以你看善后他就安排这个第一个就是先把唱歌的这些诗班来安排好
so the first thing they did is to arrange the singers
看回来这个第七章
Let's turn back to Nehemiah chapter 7
那歌唱的呢他就还有呢就是利未人多利未人这些先派定
And the Levites were appointed first
这个唱歌的跟利未人 他这个是搭配的这两个人是互相搭配的
Because Levites and singers work together
这个利未人呢他是献祭做圣殿里面圣殿外面的这些侍奉的工作
The Levites were responsible for offering sacrifice
所以这个是要派定这些工作都每一项侍奉的工作都要安排好
So everything of the temple work they arrange it very well
那么这些工作安排好之后呢跟唱歌的歌诗班呢就可以搭配了
And then the Levites can work with the singer
这样的侍奉工作就可以这个很顺利的来进行
This kind of ministry could run smoothly
所以这里讲派定我们教会就是要把这个安排好
That's why in the church we have to arrange everything well
不但安排好要把工作派给他们
Not only to arrange them but to delegate responsibility
那你成立诗班了你要给他什么工作
For example you establish a choir what kind of work that you want to give them
现在台北教会啊，它有儿童诗班。
For example, in Taipei Church, we have children choir.
它是有任务的。
They have a mission.
嗯，布道会的时候，他们要去解释。
During the evangelical service, they are to present some hymns.
那这个灵会的时候，或者说特别聚会的时候啊，他们都需要来做侍奉。
And spiritual convocation or special service, they need to present hymns.
青年诗班，还有成人诗班，还有老人诗班。
The youth choir, adult choir, choir, and also old people choir.
那这些教会都给他派定，他们要有任务啊。
And the church give them responsibility and mission.
因为有任务，所以他们在一方面在学习。一方面呢，在工作，这样才能够持久。
Because they have the mission, so that they learn as they are working.
以前呢，有一些诗班成立开始的时候，大家很高兴参加，很。
In the past, when some choir was established, everyone was so glad.
但是他们只有来唱诗，没有侍奉。
But they just come to sing, they have no mission or service to God.
这样的诗班慢慢就没了。
And the choir declined and.Disappear.
那在那个十几年前呢
，ten or some years ago，
在我们真教会的诗班呢，那个是最早啊，是在29年前了。
But 29 years ago, actually.
那个时候我负担台北教会。
At the time, I was in charge of Taipei.
因为我发现说这个歌唱的这个诗班很重要。
Because I discovered that.The hymn singing is so important.
那个时候我们真耶稣教还没有诗班。
At the time, we True Jesus Church didn't have any choir at all.
然后我发现这个很重要。
But I discovered that was important.
所以就开始在台北教会成立诗班。
So then I helped establishing the choir in Taipei.
成立诗班呢，就给他们侍奉。
And then give them chance to serve God.
我布道会的时候。
Evangelical service,
灵会的时候
or spiritual convocation.
灵会的时候，在大家领圣餐的时候，他们就诗班呢就站在一个地方，他们一直唱，唱到我们领圣餐完了。
And during the Holy Communion, the choir will sit at the side and keep singing until the Holy Communion finishes.
发现说那个领受圣餐的当中，哇，大家很受感动。
Everyone was so touched during the Holy Communion.
那种气氛特别好。
That kind of atmosphere is so good.
但是因为当时我们教会还对这个观念上还不够不了解。
But at that time, our church did not have a very understandable, did not understand this mentality very well.
所以有些人说，为什么你们要特别要这样做？
Someone asked, why did you do this thing so differently?
既然有那么多声音了，他说，他们就有些人就说，不要。
Because of some voice, so.And people decided to stop.
所以后来那个诗班呢就停了。
And then the choir stopped.
很可惜的。
Was a pity.
经过一段时间，我在看到发现这个山地啊，我们对山地的就是东部啊，是有这个原住民的教会。
And in later, I discovered in the mountain area, the aboriginal area.
原住民的教会，他们这个诗歌特别有恩赐，这个神给他们特别的。
Those people, they are gifted in singing hymn.
所以我去听他们唱诗，我就很感动。
When I heard they sing hymn, I was so touched.
所以我说，你们要成立诗班。
So I encouraged them to set up a choir.
我特别到东部去给他们成立诗班。
I went to the east coast and helped them to set up the choir.
给他们录成一张唱片。
And then help them to record a cassette.
哇，那张唱片一录，就整个就起来了。
And then after that, then become so popular.
哇，开始正在成立诗班。
And the churches try to
set up quite themselves. 教会的这个侍奉的工作就活泼起来。
And then the church work prospered because of this.
以后在布道会各种都用了。
And then at the evangelical service, they all applied.Presentation of choir.
后来十几年前，我又回到台北教会。
And then some years ago, I went back to Taipei Church.
再开始把他诗班全部再恢复起来。
Established the choir.
但是呢，你恢复诗班之后，就是要侍奉，你派定他有工作才可以。
But if you want to set up the choir, you need to have a mission and give them some work to do.
没有工作的话，一段时间大家没有兴趣练习。
If they have no work to do, no mission, then they will lose the interest to practice.
所以这里说这个派定就很重要。
So it's very important to appoint them some work.
他的这个歌唱侍奉都要判定。
So both the gatekeeper and singers, they need to be appointed.
好，接下来再接下来看到第二节
Verse 2.
这个第二节这里特别讲到 这个管理耶路撒冷。
He said in charge of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷当然就是圣城了。
That is the holy city.
那就整个这个圣城，在今天的耶路撒冷来讲，就整个教会。
In today's term, that is the whole church.
管理整个教会。
To manage the whole church.
那要管理整个，那当然就是负责人了。
That is the church board matter.
这个人很重要。
Because that is so important.
为什么派这个人管理耶路撒冷？
Why he dedicated responsibility to that man?
第一，他是忠信的。
Because he was a man of integrity.
又忠心，又有信心。
And have faith.
又敬畏神过于众人。
And fear God more than most men do.
对神特别敬畏。
He fear God.
这种人是最可靠的。
This kind of people is reliable.
派这样的人来管理耶路撒冷。
He sent this man to manage Jerusalem.
所以今天我们所选出来管理教会的人就是负责人，就是要这样的人。
So today the church board should have these characters.
那么他来就管理啊，就他能把这个耶路撒冷圣城管理好。
So that he managed the city very well.
如果城墙盖好了，没有人管理的话，那这个墙等于没有建。
If the wall was complete but no one run the city, managed the city, then there's no use to have a wall.
所以要有忠信的敬畏神的人来管理这圣城，管理耶路撒冷。
So we need someone loyal, faithful to manage the city of God.
那看到第三节啊
，Verse three，
这里管理啊。要怎么管理
？How do they manage？
这里林西米就吩咐他们说，太阳上升才可以开门哈。
He said the gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot。
人还看守，就锁门还在那里看守的时候
，While the gatekeepers are still on duty，
门就要关上。
They need to shut the door。
就是说到晚上啊，这个的时候啊，看守的人还在那里看守。
And the gatekeepers were during the watch.
门就要关上，要拴起来。
And they have to shut the doors and bound them.
这个是特别交代，要很谨慎。
That is a very important instruction.
所以管理的时候呢，不可以有一点疏忽的啊。
Any negligence is not permissible.
同时呢，又派这些耶路撒冷的居民呢，各按班处。来看守自己房屋对面的地方。
Also appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at the post and some near their own houses.
城门有专任人在那里看守。
In the
管理
gatekeeper, there's some special, some people dedicate their position.
那其他的地方怎么办
？Other place, what happened？
所以这一点很重要。
That's very important.
不要让人说整个教会的责任全部都放在这个负责人的身上。
Don't place all the responsibility on a few people at the church board.
其他的弟兄姐妹都要各尽其职。
All the other brothers and sisters they should help out.
所以这里说各按班次。
So he is according to their own schedule.
全人都有责任，大家都有责任。
Everyone should have the responsibility.
自己的房屋对面那个地方。
At the place near their own house.
不要让仇敌从那里进来啊。
Don't let the enemies come through.Place.
从那边爬墙过来，我们都不晓得。
Don't let them climb over the wall near your house.
虽然门有看守了，可是他爬墙过来啊。
Even someone guard the gates, but if they climb the wall.
那全民呢？整个城墙都有人在那里看守。
It's no good. So everywhere of the wall, someone is keeping guard of it.
那就很安全了。
That's very safe.
所以说，你看这样子，我们要让全体弟兄姐妹。都要有这样的责任。
So we should have every brother and sister should have this kind of responsibility.
要各按其职
，according to the duties.
在教会里面呢，彼此这样来照顾。
Take care of each other in the church.
彼得前书四章那里说，彼此服侍。
First Peter chapter four, serve each other.
所以互相看顾，互相关心啊。
Taking care of each other.
这种工作一定要，这个城墙了，这个墙就联络起来。外面墙是建好了，里面墙没有联络，没有用的了。
That is important because if you finish the wall outside, but the inside is not finished, that is no good.
所以你看外面墙好，他就把里面的墙也连起来。
So now see the completion of the outer wall, but now the people they are all connected and helping each other out.
城门有特殊的派定特殊的人管理。
And there's some gatekeeper watching the door.
就是教会的。职务人员
，That is the church board member, the deacons, elders.
那其他这个整个这个墙呢
？And the other places in the wall.
就靠所有的弟兄姊妹这样， 百姓这样连起来。
A guard by ordinary people, they help each other out and they keep watch over the places.
里面这一道就更重要了。
So the inside wall is more important.
里面这一道墙没有连起来的话，那这一道墙虽然盖了，仇敌还是想办法从那边进来。
Because if the inside wall of the people was not finished, even though you have the outside physical wall, the enemy can still come in.
主耶稣告诉我们，你们要彼此相爱，这个墙要连好。
So Jesus said, you have to love each other. That's just like a very firm wall.
最要紧的是彼此确实相爱。
The most important thing is to love each other.
爱就是互相关怀啊。
Love is take care of each other.
哎，这样就没有问题了。
That is no problem.
哎，我为你祷告，你为我祷告。
I pray for you, and you pray for me.
那就很啊，就没有问题了。像主耶稣为彼得祷告，不然的话彼得都被撒旦吞掉了。
It's no problem because just like Jesus prayed for Peter.
哇，这个就是内面的这道墙。
That is the inside wall.
这道墙非常重要。
It's very important.
啊，再看到第四节了。
Verse four.
第四节说这个城是广大的，其中的民呢却是稀少，房屋还没有建造。
The city was large and spacious, but there was few people in it.
我们看这句话。
Look at this.
第一个是说城市广大。
The city was large.
但是呢民是稀少。
But few people.
你看。所以你看到这个城广大民稀少，这个要防备啊是很困难的。
So it's very difficult for them to maintain good security.
那这样的情况之下，你看我们要怎么样才能够防守得好。
So what should they do to God?
一定要全体大家很同心。
That is, everyone should be in one accord, one mind.
大家很尽职。
Everyone take the responsibility.
这样才能把这个防卫的工作做得很好。
That's the only way they can do the job well.
那这里还提到一点说，房屋啊都还没有建造。
He also said the houses had not yet been built.
因为大家都是专心啊在建造这个城墙。
Because people has been concentrated in rebuilding the wall.
这让我们想到主耶稣所说的，说先求神的国，神的义。
That reminds us, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom and righteousness of God.
所以把城墙先弄好，自己的房屋啊，就是在后啊。
Finish the wall first and then do your house later.
所以房屋还没有建造啊。
So the house had not yet been rebuilt.
大家的生活啊，可以说是生活还没有安定下来。
The life has not been settled.
这个时候只是城墙完成而已。
Only the wall was complete.
这个时候就更需要要照顾。
At the time, they need to take care of it even more.
那么这也告诉我们说一些在信仰上面还不是很坚定的。
This tells us that some people, the faith is not so stable.
虽然是他是信了，他受洗了，没有错。
Even though they've been baptized.
可是呢还信仰还没有真正进入他的生活里头去安定他的生活。
But the faith has not been rooted in his heart, has not come into his life.
就这样的话，这种信心还是不稳定。
This kind of faith is not stable at all.
他还很容易动。
Is easily swayed by outside factors.
就像这种情况，这个要特殊特别照顾的。
Just like this situation, we need special attention.
那么当这个信仰啊进入你的生活里头去。
And when your faith come into your life.
这个就是真理已经扎根了。
Just like the truth being rooted in your heart.
我们常常听到这句话说道理有没有扎根。
We always have this phrase, whether the truth has been rooted in your heart.
这什么意思？
What's that mean?
扎在哪里？
Where is it rooted on?
广告这讲没有用的呀。
Because no use, you just say.
你要去了解它的根要扎在哪里。
You have to understand where the root is put.
根扎在我们的生活上。
Rather it's rooted in our life.
我的信心在哪里？
Where's our faith?
我的信心在我的生活里。
Our faith is shown in our daily life.
凡事借着祷告。
Everything by prayer.
这就扎根了。
That is.
可是有时候，一百样事情只有一样祷告，那没有根。
We have 100 things, but we only pray for one thing.
碰到困难的，哇，没有路走了，哇，就我这样子。
You have no choice, and you ask God to save you.
小信的人，这个是什么？
Jesus would say to you, all you need to faith, what do you do?
信心的扎根是扎在我们的生活上，真理的扎根就是在我们生活上面扎根。
So, the rooting of the faith should be in our life.
那这个根扎下去呢，它就会向上结果，开花结果。
And then the tree will grow and then bear fruit.
所以这个生活啊，你看它只有城墙好，正在代表的是我们的信仰，但是呢，实际上的生活还没有安定。
So the wall could represent our faith, but what happened inside is not sure.
所以这样的话就要更要特殊去给他照顾。
So we need to pay special attention.
所以对初信的弟兄姐妹啊，
特别照顾。That is for new believers, we have to pay attention.
那真正的道理已经扎根了，那就放心了。
Let the truth rooted in their heart.
这个是 我们从这里啊可以了解到。
There's the thing that we should pay attention.
那接下来我要看第二段。
The second paragraph.
第二段就是来开始核算这个家谱。
That is to audit the genealogy.
为什么啊这个地方啊第五节这里说啊
？Why did verse 5 say?
核算这个家谱的用意动机在哪里？
What was the purpose of checking their genealogy?
好，尼希米特别说是我的神感动我心。
Here, verse 5 said, Nehemiah said, so my God put it into my heart.
这句话我们去思想它。
We think about these words.
是我的神感动我心。
God moved my heart.
今天我们要做任何的事情。
Today, whatever we do,
不是凭自己的意思
not by our own self,
是神的旨意
it's not by our will, but the will of God,
是神要我做的
it's God want me to do.
我们看一下腓立比书第二章
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians 2.
第二章十三节
Verse 13.
腓立比书二章不是神在你们心里运行为要成全成就他的美意
For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose、yes.
这个腓立比教会弟兄姐妹他们教会立志要做什么事情要做什么事情
The church in Philippi they decide and they determine to do this and that
都是神运行在他们心中
and all because of the work of God in their hearts
这个运行就是那种感动
That is God works that has moved their hearts
如果没有动它怎么会运行
Because if God did not move then how can it work with that
神在人的心中运行就是感动我心
There's God working in one's heart to move his heart
感动我要做什么
Move me to do this and that
为什么
Why
要成就神的美意
That is according to his good purpose
所以这件事情是神的美意
So these things is out of good purpose of God
核算这个谱家谱啊是神的美意
auditing or checking the genealogy is according to God's will
这点重要
that is important
所以今天呢我们要圣灵在我们心里啊
so today the Holy Spirit is in us
神就在我们里头
God is inside us
他要运行在我们心中啊来感动我们
He works in our heart to move us and touch us
我们会想立志要为神要为教会要做什么
Sometimes we'll make resolution to do more works for the Lord
那这种感动啊不要消灭它
Do not put off this kind of movement of the Holy Spirit
消灭了就没有办法成全神的美意
Because if you put it off then the good will of God cannot be accomplished
顺服这种感动
Submit to the movement of the Holy Spirit
来完成神的美意
And accomplish God's good will
那看回来这个尼希米
Let's turn back to the Nehemiah
所以尼希米他很清楚神要他做这件事情
Nehemiah knew that God wanted him to do this
那么先开始是在他心里面感动他的心
At the time God just moved his heart first
那感动他的心之后他要怎么样去付诸行动呢
How can he carry it out
这个看到第五节下面
Verse 5
所以尼希米就召聚贵胄官长和百姓
So Nehemiah gathered the noble officials and common people
要照家谱来计算
For registration by families.
他开始召集这些首先是贵胄官长。
He assembled the people, the nobles and officials.
把这件事情呢告诉他们。
Tell them these matters.
这是教会的领导者。
And the leaders of the church.
然后这些人呢告诉他们。
And tell them.
然后呢就把众百姓呢召集来。
And also called all the people to come.
那再来就按照家谱来计算。
Accordingto their genealogy.
那按照什么家谱呢
？What kind of genealogy background?
我们看的像说，找着了第一次上来之人的家谱。
And said, I found the genealogical record of those who had been the first to return.
第一次上来就是以色列记的。
The first people to return is recorded here.
那些人上来的就是被神的灵激动的那一些人上来的。
Those people were moved by the Spirit of God and come back first to.Jerusalem.
所以是第一次回国的那些名册了。
That is the record of the first time people going back to Jerusalem.
那这个是原始的名册。
That is the original genealogical record.
那今天来讲啊，就是我们受洗的这个名册。
Today's term, that is our members' directory.
那就是第一次的。
That is the original one.
我们第一次名字上册就是受洗的时候
Our original record consists of people who have been baptized
不要丢掉
Don't throw it away.
有些人找不到，说我在那里洗礼，找哎，我没有名字记。
Some people say, "Oh, where did I baptize? I don't know the record."
这个原始名册一定要保存。
The original record should be kept very well.
那以后转到哪里去啊？是另外再抄写一张。
And maybe if you need a transcript, then you just make a copy.
有些人说哦，你要转到哪里去，把那一张名册抽出来说，您带去。
Someone say, "Oh, you just need a transcript. Okay, give you a."The original one.
或者说把这张抽出来就寄去了，这个很危险的。
Or if you take the original one to mail to them, that is very dangerous.
有时候寄丢了，有时候就忘记了。所以现在有一些人就找不到自己的名册。
So people, if you get lost, then the people cannot have the original transcript or certificate of baptism.
所以这个原始的这个名册呢，不可以丢掉。
So you should not lose the original record.
要一直保留在受洗的那个教会。
That should be kept.On the church where you get baptized.
当有必要的时候，神说要找，那你才能找到。
And then if someone need to find that record, then you go back to the church, find the record.
是有需要的。
That is very important.
是有些人呢，因为搬家，现在搬来搬去，搬到那边去，说我已经受洗了。
Some people has been moving around and they claim that they've been baptized.
一定要根据有资料，不能凭这样讲。
You need some proof. You cannot just say it.
而且要教会的证明啊。
And also the proof by the church.
说啊，你在那里洗礼，你请他把这个名单名册寄过来。
You said you have been baptized. Where and please, give me a copy of the transcript.
找不到啊。
But they cannot find it.
啊，找不到，你现在怎么办
？So what should you do?
这个有出问题的。
That would be some problem.
所以说呢，原始资料这个一定要保存啊。
So we should keep the original information.
哎，我们教会的这个负责啊，一定要重视这个。
So our church board should pay attention to this.
找到了之后
，So after they find it,
啊，就开始做计算啊。
They keep counting.
啊，那核算呢？这个下面呢所记载的跟以斯拉记呢是相同的。
And that is exactly the same as it was recorded in Ezra.
但是呢数目不一样。
But the number is different.
所以大家呢有时间的对照一下。
So if you have time, compare.
这个对照一下就知道说这个数目不相同。
So if you compare, you find that the two numbers, the total is different.
那这个数目会加会减。
And there's some difference in the numbers.
啊，这个当中可能啊，在经过这一段期间之后呢，啊，有的增加，有的减少。
Maybe after a certain period of time, the people's number grow or they.
哎，证明说有一些年纪比较大的可能要是回去了啊。
Some older people they die.
因为我们在《以斯拉记》里看到有一些他们九十岁将近100岁的人回来参加重建圣殿。
Because in the book of Ezra, we know that some people who are 80 or 90 years old attend the dedication of the temple.
那么到经过以后，尼希米回来重修成这个工作的时候，他们可能已经回去了。
So when Nehemiah come back to rebuild the wall, those old fellow they may have died.
啊，所以那个数目有一点变动。
So the numbers.Is different.
好，那么这个家谱的顺序，我们看一下。
I mean, just take a look on the genealogy.
家谱的顺序呢，也是按照那样哈。首先是领导者的这些名单都没有变。
And first of all, the leader of the Israelites they keep the same.
再来就是以色列人的数目。
And the numbers of the Israelites.
这些就有一些小变动。
And there's a minor change.
然后就专职人员的数目。
And then the that the full-time worker, the minister number.
好，那些谱系不明的百姓。
And also those people who have no record.
好，还有就是失去谱系的这个祭司。
Those priests, they lose their record.
那最后就是总数目。
And then the total of the whole congregation.
总数目这里有一个统计。
So give us a number.
在这些都跟尼希米记里面记的，我们就不再重复。
So we will not repeat because that have been covered in Nehemiah.
那现在看最后一节。
Ezra, last verse.
最后一节这里说啊，于是祭司利未人所门的歌唱的民中的一些人尼提连并以色列众人，各住在自己的城里。
Here is the priests, Levites, gatekeepers, singers, temple servants, along with certain people, they settle in their own town.
安定下来了。
They settle down.
这一句，最后这一句话，所有的人，全体人都安定下来。
That's the conclusion. Everyone settled down.
这个安定是谁呢？就是所有的这些从祭司。
That's from priest.
到利未人在歌唱的
Levites, singers, gatekeepers,
到尼提人这些专职的侍奉
all the full-time workers in the temple,
以色列众人
and also the people of Israel,
这个全体啊
the whole congregation.
我们一定很重要要留意到一个教会事工要发展一定是大家生活要安定
So for our church work to develop that the life of the believers must be settled down
教会啊要关心到我们弟兄姐妹生活的安定
The church should pay attention to the people the daily life
这次我到那个爱灵顿去啊就有一些弟兄他们说告诉我
This time I went to Edmonton some brother and sister they told me
说传道帮助我祷告
They said I'll pray for me preacher
因为他现在生活不安定
Because there's some trouble in the life
他现在找了几份工作、啊、一直还在继续一直找不到工作
They have tried to find a better employment there But their current employment is not very good
他很愁烦他小孩又要念书要怎么办
They're worried about the kids because they need to receive education and spend money、
啊、他又不晓得找谁不敢跟人家讲
They don't know whom to talk to、so that
啊、因为这个以前、啊、在别的地方这个弟兄我认识他
Because I knew that person in another place before
他看到我就哇他就找过来说哎呀请你帮我祷告
So when he saw me he just let me know and asked me to pray for him、
啊、他的事情他又不敢告诉别人
He dare not pray、tell it to other people、
啊、他就跟我讲
So he only tell it to me
他要我帮他祷告
Ask me to pray for him
像这样的话就是没不安定了
So that their life has not been settled down
那不安定那他怎么可能来教会参加侍奉的工作
How can they come to church and serve God
虽然他很有恩赐
Even though he is gifted
但是生活不安定
But their life is not settled down
啊，这样的话应该是教会如果他跟教会有联系关心的话应该就没有问题了
So if he has a closer relationship to the church and they can help out
像我们在英国的弟兄姐妹
For example in UK
生活非常安定
The life of all of them are settled down
他们开始从一个人开始
They start from one person
做这种外卖店的生意
And they start to do the takeaway business
发现这个不错
And they find it's a good business
马上介绍所有弟兄姐妹开始做
And introduce to other brothers and sisters to join them
我发现呢有一道菜大家这个他们当地的人很喜欢马上介绍所有弟兄姐妹都做
They discover that a particular dish is a favorite of the local people and they introduce to every brother and sister and help them to do the same
那大家就一直这样分散出去互相照顾都连起来这个城墙建得很好
and everyone they help each other just like a wall being built connected perfectly
所以我连续三年到英国教会去这样巡牧工作发现说他们是非常安定就是这个
so in the past 3 years that I pastored the UK church and found that they're just like this settled down
他们会互相照顾真的就互相照顾彼此联系这种啊非常重要
They take care of each other just like a wall being built and connected That's very important
哎，这弟兄没有工作做过来到这边来
If you're unemployed, come over, let me help you
啊，有些兄弟说那我 就给你做
Someone said, okay
我另外再去开因为他有办法
I give this store to you and I go and set up another one
照顾的是非常好
Everyone take care of each other
哎，这个就是很重要的
That is very important
这个就是真正的城墙啊
That is the wall
哎，这个建立起来安定下来我看这个就
If people settle down, then things can develop.
所以这几年你看到这个英种啊，英国的这个教会啊，一直在发展。
So these 3 years, then we see the UK churches they have been developing very fast.
所以现在他们一直很多，有些人出来，但这几年呢，特别啊，哇，这个献身的这个工人一直很踊跃。
We have more and more people to dedicate themselves to be a full-time minister.
并且主动啊，负起这个。啊，协助非洲的工作，还有这个欧陆的一些工作，他们主动的，我们来负责。
And they're so active to help the work in Africa and Europe.
很坚强起来。
They set up themselves.
这个工作很重要。
It's very important.
尤其我们移民地区的教会，这一项工作特别照顾，因为大家出来，所以有些刚来的时候什么都没有啊，有的弟兄姐妹接到家里去住，一住住了好久这样。
Especially those we are all immigrants, we all start from nothing, and we help each other and invite brother and sister to come to live over and help them to settle down first.
这方面我们特别需要。
We need this aspect.
我们休息一下。
Let's take a break.